So rounding out the discussion on events, we had a late cleanup day, which was well attended this year, far better than the year where it was just Kathleen and me walking around the lake. Even though there had been a lot of ditch work done, we still managed to fill up two large contractor bags with litter and cans and the like. What would be great is if we can get some people interested in event planning. We had a pre-meeting last week amongst the board, and despite our best efforts as an association board, attendance at the various lake events is continuing a decline. Every year it's less and less, and the people that attend are the same people. So we think we need to get some new blood involved and some rethinking about the events that we offer. And, in fairness, this year was an odd year because the 4th of July fell right in the middle of a week. And people have their families up. They're not necessarily interested in lake event activities. But nevertheless, we want to continue to offer the social events that we've had in the past. And if anyone's interested, I have out of our archives a 1939 announcement of August water sports events, and it's pretty interesting. There's literally dozens of boat and canoe races by different class of age and gender, and there was a golf tournament. There was on a separate day, there was a children's set of events. It's very interesting. It's up here if anybody cares to look at it afterwards. So clearly the association's been doing this for a long time, but over the last, 6-7 years, it's just been a steady decline with less and less interest. So please see a board member if you have interest in participating in event planning or chairing or being a member of an event committee. For example, we had a boat parade 3 years ago. I think there were 10 boats. Last year we had 3. So there's no point in having a boat parade if nobody wants to have one. A parade of 3 is kind of silly. Any other discussion on events?
How about a bingo night?
Well, Scott's had, for the last 3 years, had trivia night, which was a blast. And especially if you win, because there's cash involved. I think the first year we left with more money than we came with, but that trend is seriously going the wrong way now. But, Gary, I think there were 20 tables the last time. It was fairly well attended. It's piggybacking a family event that this particular family has been coming to Scott's for years, and for the last 3 years, some friend of the family does the trivia. But it's well organized. The guy has his act together, and it was a lot of fun. But yeah, bingo would be another thing.
Or even Hanson's used to do the horse races.
Yeah.
With the wooden horses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just go to every table and roll the dice.
So are you volunteering?
I don't know if that was going like that if I had it.
Similarly, the Red Barn had square dances this year. They had 2 of them. And
we don't call it.
We could do that, if Scott's was agreeable, we could do that here, just around the lake.
Yeah.
Not to compete with the Red Barn.
Yeah, but because I was talking with some people, doing the kayak while we were kayaking and saying how Hanson's always used to do these, things, and it would get everybody from the lake would kind of gather there, and you knew everybody from hanging out with the bingo and the horse races and the square dancing. And I think that's what needs to be done again. You've got Scott's now, and that's great for as long as they can do it. And if we can get people kind of having a fun event, hey, let's go do bingo, let's do horse racing, whatever. I think the more you can do fun stuff, rather than just a band, bands are great and fun, but they're loud and you can't talk to people and you can't socialize as much when the music's blasting at you. So I think get for games and things like that, it brings the kids in, and I think that's a good one. Just a suggestion. Get the families out.
Right. Working down the list, the next thing is water quality. Heather, did Ben have any summary on water quality?
Kind of.
Not a lot to say, but I did want to acknowledge that water sampling is done by Ben Hansen, Mia, and Anna Hansen with the help of Ed Wilmarth and his boat. They collect samples every other week, and they do it about 8 times. They collect samples from deep water about 100 feet down, shallow samples, take temperature and general observations, and then they decant the samples. It all gets packed up and shipped off to the lab. He did not mention that anything is out of the ordinary, and had no observations that things were out of what they regularly see. So I guess the report's pretty good so far. That's about it.
Still rated AA?
It is. Aquaga Lake has excellent quality water, and it's also, because it serves as a drinking water supply, it's rated AA under the state guidance. This is a program that we've participated in for... we've been in this program for over 30 years. It's partially underwritten by the New York State DEC. And the intent of it is not only to generate information about water quality, but to engage the local community. And so if anybody's got an interest in participating in sampling, that's what the program's all about. Next thing on the list is fishing. We already talked about that. We do have a bylaws committee. Larry Tremonti, I don't know if you realized you're still listed as the... but Larry championed one of the last revisions to the bylaws. We have a membership committee. We have some new people at the lake. It would be great if people from this group could meet. And
are there any here?
Or do we have any new members here tonight? Yes. And you are?
I'm John Martin. I'm married to Marty Schneider, the youngest daughter of Dr. Schneider, over at 713. Been around and on the lake since 10 or 11, but haven't really gotten involved, so I'm trying to be more of a participant. We're out in California, they're down in Florida, but we try to make it back several times a year, and you know, it's nice to get to know the lake association, you know, and the community, so... That's why I'm here.
So when you said 10 or 11, you mean 2010 or 11? Or
2010, so yeah.
Not when you were 10 or 11.
No. Not that far.
And I'm sorry, you are?
Yeah, I'm Lindsay Phelps. I just bought 469 of Fonda Lake Road, but I've grown up here my whole life. So I am one of the Schneider clan, the other Schneider, from 751, next to the sailing club. So we're just expanding.
Great. The next committee is boating. We currently don't have a champion for boating, but as you can see, any Saturday or Sunday, we really need one. Someone who can promote safe boating activities and maybe try to bring back to the lake some of the training that we've offered in the past to youngsters. You know, we continue to see some of the same old things, you know, boats going the wrong way or people tubing and going against the grain. It's all right if you go this way, but when you go the other way, then other boats on the lake have no idea what you're going to do. And I get it. I mean, it's nice to spin the tube out there and flip people off on the waves, but the boat ought to always be going counterclockwise. So if there's anybody, yes.
Well, I was just thinking, we saw a boat doing that last week going the other, going clockwise. And we assumed it was a renter, but I'm just thinking perhaps if people do rent or let others use their cottage, if they have a list of the do's and don'ts and most of the refrigerator or whatever, just so they know.
We've passed those out in the past, right?
This year I did not send out laminated copies. I've been doing it every year for the last 7 or 8 years. If somebody needs a copy, and I will make sure that you get a laminated copy to post on your refrigerator, not just the boating rules, but there are bears and the things that you need to know about that. They are available, all just like, it's barbara@aquaga.com, and I'll get you one, or to anybody who needs one.
Those
available
off the website also?
Yes.
I think it might be a good idea, Barbara, for you to maybe know in the Aquata Lake News that you can't go clockwise with your tubers.
Okay.
A lot of people do it who are regular people on the lake, and they must just not realize that you can't do that.
Yeah.
Yep. And it doesn't matter if it's a large motorboat or a small one, with the limited exception of trolling during fishing, all boats should be going counterclockwise. And I see a lot of people that will just cut across the lake because it's the shortest point, the shortest tack to take. Also on boating, although this is also applicable to water quality, if you launch your boat and you've been on another water body, it's got to get cleaned, and it's not just hosed off. There's a lot of really bad stuff out there that it's like safe sex. If your boat's been on another water body and you bring it to Aquaga Lake, so I think all of us that have a boat and we only put it in Aquaga Lake, that's fine. But if you have renters, or if you decide you're going to take your boat to another water body, it needs to be cleaned. There's DEC approved boat cleaning stations that you can see on their website, and we don't have a law. I did talk to the town, and the problem is, I should back up. The only enforceable law on Aquaga Lake right now relative to boating is a prohibition on jet skis. That's it. That's the only law. Everything else is voluntary or falls under New York State law. So our counterclockwise is entirely voluntary. The 10 o'clock start for fast boating is voluntary. So all we can do when people don't adhere to our lake rules is you have to get out and talk to the people. It's not like you can call the town and the code enforcement officer will come up. That's a whole other discussion in any event. So I did talk to the town about whether for invasive species, if we could have a local law. It's common at lakes in New York State now to have a law that says you can't put on without having the boat cleaned. And there's a whole procedure if you've been through it. They clean the boat, they zip tie the various things. And then to put it on, you have to have the paperwork, the receipts, the boat still has to have the zip ties on. That won't work here. The town doesn't have the resources to enforce a law. So one of the things I'd like to do tonight is to get a motion and authorization for us to pay for a sign, if Scott's are agreeable, that we could put at the boat ramp. That is a more permanent installation than what has been there in the past. And then it also, if Scott's is agreeable, maybe something when you sign out the keys that tries to put the pressure on the boat owner to make sure that they've had the boat cleaned. The reality is, if you've already got the boat on the trailer and you're at Scott's back door and you're getting the key, you're not likely to go to Windsor to the nearest station to get the boat cleaned. David?
Suggestion, maybe when they send the invoices out, to use the launch or acquire in with the invoice. So here's the rules. That way everybody gets reminded every year.
Yeah. want to talk about in the board meeting too.
Yeah, we did. Sure. We did talk about that, and I think Scott's is agreeable also to have some flyers available when people pick up the keys. But please, if you have friends, neighbors, tenants, boats coming and going, please talk this up because it's very important. Anything else on voting?
Okay. Who's going to propose the motion that we put up a sign at the boat ramp regarding boat cleaning? Got it?
I'll second. Mm-hmm.
Again with the procedure.
Hey. That's why I get paid all this money.
We have a committee on history, and currently no. Yes? We
should really vote on.
Sure.
Yes, we should.
Can we have a vote on the motion that's before us?
All in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Opposed?
Regarding history, we've had a pretty comprehensive history of the lake done in the past. Helen Crowley and Ginger McGinnis did a lot of research and put out that book that a lot of us have on our coffee tables or bookshelf. It'd be great if anybody that has an interest in history wants to kind of pick up where they left off. Those books have to be at least 20 years old at this point. So please see a board member if there's any interest in that regard. Newsletter. Barbara, this last season, brought the newsletter back to life. Is there any thoughts or comments you have on the newsletter?
Mm-hmm. I'd just like to comment. Thank you.
And then sewer committee. It sounds mundane, but it's actually pretty significant. We all pay, you know, the sewer tax every year. You pay the operation and maintenance, and you pay the capital debt retirement. It's important that this board and the membership in general stay on top of the town in this regard. And you'll recall a few years ago when the town was facing significant problems with the sewer system, that the town's consultant matter-of-factly put together a project that was in excess of $2 million. And the bonding of that would have resulted in all of our bills being doubled for about a 25-year period. So Jim Bennett and myself took the town to task on that, and rather than getting into a large, involved capital project with plans and specs and bidding and all the formalities, including, you know, minority business enterprise and all of those things, prevailing rate, we convinced the town to hire an electrician and do the work themselves as maintenance. So rather than a 25-year, you know, $1,000 per year additional cost to everybody, it was 3 years. I don't remember the exact dollar value. I think it was 3 years with an option to go into a fourth year, which we did, and then everything reverted back to what it was beforehand. So we only caught this by attending the town meetings, being involved, and it's very important that this happen as much as possible across our membership, not just a handful of us. So if there's any interest in sewers, see me after the meeting.
Mark, is there any instance whereby a member of the Fargo Lake Association is on the board, has a seat on the board? I know Martin used to be more active on the board.
That's a good question. The sewer district is an extension of the town. So the sewer district board of commissioners is the same as the town board. There's no at-large members from the Lake Association. So all we can do is go to the meetings, and the town is great to work with. They're very receptive to the Lake Association. Dewey Decker as supervisor and Lance Diddywig as a councilman, as example, they feel very awkward making decisions without input from this group. But the opportunity to provide input is by going to the meetings. They have limited resources. They have no website. The only way to keep up on what they're doing is to attend the meetings.
They're going to get a website. They're working on that.
They're working on a website. They're also working to redo their code, which for land use and zoning and for sewer and for everything else, it's a series of the initial law and a series of amendments. So to understand the law, you got to read the initial one and then all the amendments. So they're looking at consolidating everything into one place and publishing it online, so it'll be up to date and accessible to everyone. But they're grappling right now with getting the funding for that, and it's going to take them some time, but they are working towards that end.